Welcome to Palestine Today, a service of the International Middle East Media Center, www.imenc.org for Tuesday, November 2nd, 2010. On Tuesday at dawn, Israeli soldiers broke into Nafham prison in the southeast of Israel. The soldiers violently woke the detainees up and forced them out of their rooms to be searched. The soldiers also claimed that the detainees were hiding mobile phones in the rooms but failed to locate any. The Higher National Committee for Supporting the Detainees called on international human rights group to intervene and protect the detainees as they are facing ongoing abuse and violations. On Tuesday morning, Israeli troops kidnapped two Palestinians in a town near Hebron after breaking into their homes. One of them is a minor. Also on Tuesday, Palestinian Prime Minister Salam Fayyad was denied to enter in East Jerusalem to celebrate the renovation of two Arab schools. The projects were funded by the Palestinian Authority. The Israel government regarded this issue as a violation of Israel's sovereignty in Jerusalem. The Israeli daily Haaretz reported that the Israeli human rights group B'Tselem and Hamukit released a report revealing poor conditions and abusive treatment of Palestinians detained in Israeli security services.